It interviewed Norm Thomas, Director of Business Development for Microsoft Professional Services Solutions. Norm starts the discussion with Microsoft's approach to developing solutions while using its platforms and applications. He then continues to discuss specific applications to help improve the efficiency of lawyers. He concludes with a sneak preview of their presentations at the forthcoming Legal Tech Show in New York. Ed starts his interview by asking Norm to clarify his role with Microsoft.
My title is the Director of Business Development for Microsoft Professional Services Industry Solutions, which is a bit of a mouthful, but what it does is it reflects our commitment as a software platform company to provide solutions in tandem with partners for the legal community. And we are based in the U.S. subsidiary, but we do work with other subsidiaries in foreign geographies. So we do work very closely with other parts of Microsoft that sell to legal firms, obviously in the U.K. and other parts of EMEA, and also in Australia and other parts of Asia Pacific. So it's an exciting time for Microsoft and industry in general, because we're about the fifth or sixth year of steadily increasing our investment to going to market vertically, and we've been doing it very deliberately because we know that our customers want solution stories from us, and yet we have as our core competency software platforms, not necessarily solutions, and that's where our partners and vendors come in.
Well, that's an interesting dichotomy, and you're talking about applications and solutions as being different from one another. I remember the advertising of the former IBM. I don't know what their current iteration is, but they always talked in terms of engineering and being solution-oriented. Is Microsoft now beginning to move toward that concept?
I think it's a tension that's always going to exist. Our customers are always going to want our software platform to do more than it's capable of doing, and we believe that that's a good thing because that creates enormous opportunity for all of the other players in every market, not just legal, of course, who in some measure understand the solution needs of customers better than we ever will. We don't believe that one size can always fit all when it comes to the individual working styles and needs and business drivers and the values that technology brings. So we benefit, it's pretty synergistic. We benefit mutually from all of these players in the marketplace when we come up with a very strong platform proposition that they can build a business around. And the more effectively we can provide that platform for them, the more we hope they will be successful in providing solutions that the law firms will rapidly consume. So for us, it is a dichotomy, but it isn't necessarily in conflict. We find it to be something that works to everyone's mutual advantage.
So unlike IBM that tried to be, I guess, all things to all players, what Microsoft is doing is reaching out to vendors and other folks to be the ones to provide the solutions. Is that what you're saying?
You said it better than I could have. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. I mean, that is an interesting difference in approach, and one that obviously is working well for Microsoft considering the size of your company, et cetera.
Well, and our customers are telling us it's working well for them too. They obviously have a lot of feedback for us, and we listen everywhere we can for how we can do it better. We don't think we're hitting on all cylinders yet, but we certainly know the trajectory is good based on what customers are telling us.
Well, obviously Microsoft has become the major software player in the legal field. What applications that you have that relate specifically to the lawyer's efficiency?
I think clearly you have to start first and foremost with Word. Lawyers do many things, but chief among them is producing documents that are sort of the starting point for becoming records and contracts and matters of understanding and discovery and litigation. And I think you have to start with the authoring environment that we provide through Microsoft Office, and of course all of the related applications in the Office system PowerPoint, I think, could be increasingly used by the legal industry. Certainly it's used by some of the parallel professional services industries to legal, specifically management consulting. Excel, obviously, is very important for some of the number crunching involved in the sort of the collaborative process of creating contracts. Quickly, it goes to what do you do with those contracts, and you work interactively with a number of different parties, and that, of course, gets you into some of the collaboration capabilities that Microsoft's platform affords, which obviously starts with Outlook. Clearly, it's tied very closely with Microsoft Exchange. And then you think about how you work with storing those documents, retrieving them, finding them, and really sort of preserving them as intellectual property that is a critical asset for the law firm. And you begin quickly to think about Microsoft SharePoint. So really, the Microsoft Office system server suite all across the board, all of the Office applications on the desktop, and then the SharePoint server in the background. I think more lawyers are using SQL Server than they realize. Microsoft's database is a critical component for providing the scalability of information across multiple offices, multiple countries, et cetera. So a workhorse in the background that maybe doesn't get the light of day as often as it might is Microsoft SQL Server. And then, of course, you can't forget the Windows platform, which makes all this possible. And we're particularly excited about our release of Microsoft Windows Vista, which affords a sort of a new paradigm in the way information is visually presented to users so that people can find, use, and share information with a little bit more immediate recognition of where their data is kept and what the various revisions and releases are. All of that is much more visually presented. And we're, of course, we're very excited about both Vista and Office 2007.
Well, one of the things I've heard about Vista was kind of interesting, I thought, because Vista was received with great anticipation, and yet there appears to be some bugs in the system and some people complaining that we need to wait a bit before Vista is brought into the office. How would you respond to that observation?
Yeah, you know, we have customers who are early adopters, and we have customers who are N plus one. You know, they wait until the first service pack release comes out. And really, that diversity is important in the marketplace overall, and it's important for Microsoft as well. Obviously, we want to amplify the voice of those early adopters who have seen successes with Vista, and show them off as customers who are really taking advantage of their investment in Windows. At the end of the day, you've got to look at the R&D budget that supports all of this incredible innovation that's coming out. And it's software. It's always an evolving thing, and that's why we call it soft, actually. It's malleable, and it's always going to be in a constant state of improvement. And so, you know, we're going to see Vista hit the ground running. It's already been deployed at a number of law firms, and we're excited about the results. We're excited about the uptake. And we certainly understand where some firms who are a little bit more risk-averse or maybe who have had some experiences in the past with either other operating systems or earlier older operating systems of ours and just want to see it proven in other customer sites. That's all fine. We're excited about that. We know it's just a matter of doing our best and proving the value of what we've invested in.
But let me focus specifically on the word processing format. And I know there's a difference in approach between Word and WordPerfect. And despite the differences and despite lawyers' perceptions that WordPerfect is intuitively a little bit easier to understand and use, how is it that you would explain the differences in approach, and how is it other than marketing muscle? Because it's more than marketing muscle.
Right.
Have you been able to become the dominant force in this application?
Well, we shy away from the word dominant. We find that you know, first of all, the Department of Justice doesn't like that.
Right. And I'm not an investigator for the European community.
No, but I appreciate your point. You know, WordPerfect really has a marvelous legacy as sort of spawning the word processing industry within the legal community. And I think it tends to have a kind of first love resonance with many of, particularly some of the older layers of the legal professional community, and that's fine, and that's one of the reasons why we have gone to great pains to provide WordPerfect functionality, migration capability, and compatibility with Word. But in addition to that, particularly with Office 2007, Word 2007 has document controls, it has task-specific template content, it has content insert options, smart tags, live preview, it's got some workflow and web-based sharing capabilities, it interacts with SharePoint Server 2007, you've got the rights management capability where you can say if this says for internal use only, it won't go outside of your firewall, or you can send it to a client, but that client can't forward it out, you know, beyond that client's email exchange server, things like that. There's all kinds of capabilities we've built into years and years of R&D into Word that actually kind of make it the mainstay, and it's because we have made it not only a great end-user platform, but also a great development environment for many of the vendors that we touched on earlier. Many of the vendors and the partners that we work with have built applications that are based on Word that provide authoring capability, great template controls, quality assurance controls, smart tags, the ability to do research right in the task pane so that if, let's say, you're dealing with a client matter number and you need some additional information about that matter that's outside of Word, you don't have to go to the Start button and launch an application, navigate within that application to that matter, cut and paste that information. Right now, you can treat Word as if it's a portal, as if it's an authoring environment that has within the task pane and the XML capability contained in that task pane all the information you need. You can look at the billings to a client. You can look up any of your subscription information with Westlaw or LexisNexis, whatever, right there in the task pane, and never actually leave the document and bring that information that you found in the task pane right into whatever is tagged for your purposes there in the document. So we're excited that the market has confirmed that our investment in the way they work just continues to grow. And we obviously want to build on that. We know that there are some areas that have tripped up people in the past, and that's why we're excited about Office 2007, because we are excited that we've dealt with them.
Well, in Office 2007, you've got another product which you touched on earlier, and that's PowerPoint. How is it that law firms can best use PowerPoint in their work?
PowerPoint and other tools like OneNote, even Visio, there are a lot of authoring capabilities in some of these tools. And one of the things that I think PowerPoint could provide the legal community that we have seen in just a few customers experimenting with it is to provide a non-legalese way of communicating high-level information. So, of course, there's the sort of standard stereotype of very dense, impenetrable documents, and sometimes they are very difficult to have their value communicated immediately. And in some cases, what you can do is take the outlining capability in Word and have a high-level PowerPoint presentation made directly from Word, and vice versa. In fact, more often internally at Microsoft, that's what I do, is start with an outline that I have in PowerPoint, translate that into Word, and then I flesh out the document. It's just sort of which way you're sort of growing the content. So I do think there's some summation and visualization and communication capability in PowerPoint that the legal industry is just starting to wake up to.
And you mentioned OneNote a moment ago, and I've seen that, I've used it. I know that some people are able to use it quite well. I find it a little bit more difficult to use, though far more intuitive than most of the other products I've seen. How is it, in your experience, that OneNote is coming to be used more, and how?
OneNote is, I think, a sleeping giant, and as a matter of fact, for this very call, I did a little bit of homework because I know we have a fantastic video of Hughes, Hubbard, and Reed, who has really made OneNote a mainstay in the way that they go about doing the business of law, and so much of what needs to be discovered is in handwritten notes, and if we can take those handwritten notes, make them part of a document management system, make them searchable, make them retrievable, make them discoverable, make them leverageable into other documents, we've basically saved an entire transcription layer in many cases that we don't have to worry about. So the ability to take unstructured information in OneNote, I really think is just a best-of-breed tool with the application. And I did want to cite this particular video because I think Hughes, Hubbard, and Reed has really proven the success, and we're excited about them. So I'm Microsoft.com/office/OneNote/prod info/videos.mspx. And you'll see a number of them there, but my favorite one is talking about law students using digital note-taking to develop their law practice skills. They record the classes in OneNote because there's audio note-taking capability. You can even search on the words in the text of the audio. And when you take notes, it will tag the note that you've taken, written down, to that point in the audio. So when you click on the notes that you've written down, it will jump right straight to that point in the audio feed. So there's just some amazing capabilities there. It also has the ability to do whiteboarding with someone else who has OneNote across the internet. So you and I right now could both launch one OneNote session, and we could be drawing on, in effect, a whiteboard for each other's collaboration and to get across our points visually. And then we have a record of that. It isn't like it's sitting in your whiteboard office and you need to transcribe it into an email and send it to me.
Well, that is interesting, and that's exciting. I see now why you call it the sleeping giant. When I've used OneNote before, I didn't realize that it had the audio segment that you're mentioning. Is that a new feature, a new attribute?
It's not, and I think this is, a reinforcement of why I say it's a sleeping giant. I think there's so many capabilities there which we really haven't touted to the degree that I think they're compelling and legal.
Well, I mean, we could do this interview, or our next interview, if you permit me, using OneNote for our podcast and at the same time have a visualization of it. That would be incredible.
Ed, I would sign up for that in a heartbeat. I think that's a great idea. That would be very innovative.
Well, then we will schedule that. And talking about new items, I know that Legal Tech Show is coming up later this month, and I'm presuming that Microsoft will be a significant presence there. What can we expect to see from Microsoft?
Well, we have a full day of what we call super sessions, and one of the things that we're kind of excited about is some of the partners that we're featuring in that and some of the topics that they're touching on. So just to give you an example, we're having some portal demonstrations with SharePoint 2007 where you can look at the document management system, you can look at the search capability, you can look at workflow, all of these capabilities that SharePoint has that right now the people who have been experimenting with SharePoint have been excited about its portal capabilities and perhaps its extranet capabilities as well. That's marvelous. But if you've already got SharePoint going, you have a bunch of other functionality available to you, and we're excited about showing that off. We're also looking at presenting Windows Mobile solutions there. We believe that Windows Mobile is part of Microsoft's integrated innovation story, and just the cost effectiveness of Windows Mobile for email, for billing, for document check-in and check-out, attachment, review, things like that. We are of the opinion that Windows Mobile's time is nearly here, and you're going to see Windows Mobile present in a big way at Legal Tech. In addition, we want to talk about search. We want to drill specifically into search because it's just a huge investment and a huge priority for Microsoft overall. We're excited about what Vista brings because within Vista you can do searches that are contained within your local drive or across your work group, across your entire enterprise, across the subscription data perhaps that you are subscribing to through, let's say it's Commerce Clearinghouse or LexisNexis, Thomson West, whatever, and then, of course, across the Internet as well. All of that from one place. You don't have to have different layers of search in the way you go about finding the information you need to be effective.
Well, if you can create a new, better, good search engine, you will be doing a great service for the industry. I remember in going way back to WordPerfect 5B, I think, version, they had an incredible search capability, and then they went to 6, and they deleted that. And, you know, they were able to destroy one search engine company by their inclusion in WordPerfect, but they never kept it up. And there are some great search engines out there, but for the smaller firm or the sole practitioner, it's economically unfeasible.
There really are. I think you've scoped that exactly as we would. And we're not gunning for search companies. We think that there are some relevance engines and some heuristics in the way data is cataloged and taxonomies that are specific to the art of the trade. There's huge opportunity out there. What we like to think of as search as being yet another platform upon which solutions can be built. Some of those solutions we haven't even thought of yet because there hasn't been a fundamental platform that was standard enough to make it cost-effective for people to build search-based solutions on. So we're listening to our customers. We're not only excited about what we've come out with here in SharePoint 2007, but we're excited about what we're brewing as well. I wanted to point out another presentation we'll be making at LegalTech, and that is with Unified Communications and Collaborations Platform. Exchange 2007 has the ability to have all of your voicemail, all of your faxes, everything controlled from within Outlook. And not only that, but you can have presence information about your colleagues and your peers on the network as well, so that you can dynamically have live meetings, you can have instant messages with them, and the ability to have everything under control within Outlook's umbrella has grown, I don't want to say by an order of magnitude, that starts to sound like it's hyperbole, but with Exchange 2007, the ability to manage unified communications, voice over internet, things like that, the functionality has increased dramatically. And the great thing is if you're already an Exchange customer, it just comes with your upgrade. I mean, that's just part of what you're getting, additional functionality with your installation.
Well, Norm, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk with us today, and I look forward to seeing you in New York and your cohorts and looking and learning more about what Microsoft has got on the horizon. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. I appreciate the opportunity. I look forward to seeing you in LegalTech. It's always a great conference. It's always a great event for us. And also look forward to taking you up and having a OneNote session together with you sometime.
There you go. Absolutely. Again, thanks, Norm.
You bet. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to a LawBiz podcast. For more podcasts, please visit www.lawbiz.com/podcasts.html. Feel free to tell your friends and colleagues about LawBiz podcasts. You may duplicate this program in part or in whole, provided that you retain appropriate attribution and copyright notices.